The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are on. We are up and running. We're up and running.
Up and running.
Up and running.
The is this a new way we're going to start now? By you saying up and running instead of testing?
I like that. I like this new one. We're up and running, folks. You like that? We're up and running?
Yeah. I like everything about you.
We are up
and running. As you well know.
We are up and welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast.
These
starring
look like muscles.
Starring Bonnie McFarlane and Rich Voss. Do they look like my... Here's the thing about muscles. You have muscles or you don't have muscles. There's nothing. When you go like that, you go, oh, look at that muscle. If you don't have a muscle, then you don't go look at that muscle, because there's nothing on your body that looks like a muscle unless it's a muscle. Does that make sense?
This is one of the reasons why no one likes you.
Why?
Because you should have just said, yeah, you look good. That's what everyone would know. That's what I was getting at.
Well, no, but you weren't saying to it. I see you look good earlier today. But your problem is...
Does it look like I have muscles?
Yes, you have a muscle, but flex it and then you'll see the muscle.
Oh my God, forget
it. Go like
it.
This. Go, forget it. Go like this. Go like, you know, like you're fucking, you know, showing your biceps, your guns. There, looks like you have muscles there. You have muscles. It doesn't look like it. Those are muscles.
Oh my God.
Muscles.
Huh, it's exhausting to get a compliment from you.
It's exhausting. Do you know that?
It's exhausting.
All day long, you fishing for compliments.
Yeah, because I don't get them.
You get them, but you don't listen. You only get them the way you want them.
Well,
you
sometimes I'll say, like, do you love me? And you'll be like, I already told you I love you.
No.
That's like your first instinct to say, I already told you. Instead of just being like, of course I love
you.
No,
but here's your problem. Because your problem is you're needy. You're needy, you're a comic, you're a girl, and that's, you know, those are two main qualities of being needy.
Honestly, you don't think any
talking
response.
To the mic, please.
A-E-I-O.
How long have you been doing this? This is about like 130th episode.
What, arguing with you?
Talking
like
into the mic.
My entire life. What was I going to say?
I don't know. About you being needy as a comic.
Oh, you don't take any responsibility for it? That you maybe... I think you know about yourself. You're not exactly like... You're not generous with your... It's a lot of it is about Rich Voss, right?
No. A lot of it is about Bonnie, but Bonnie only hears what she wants to hear when she wants to hear it.
No, if I only heard what I wanted to hear, then I would just only hear the good things that you supposedly say.
I say good things all the time. Do you want me to mark them... Does that place make you buy CrossFit shirts, or you went and bought that at like Target?
No, one of the girls, like, I don't know why, she was like, went around and asked everyone their size for a CrossFit shirt. And then when she brought them, I was like, oh, like, I thought we were getting them for free. But then she's like, yeah, it's $18.
But did you ask her to get...
I mean, she must have at some point... I don't think she was like... She must have been like, I'm ordering CrossFit shirts for everyone, but I missed that part. I don't know how
see?
It happened.
Okay, see, there...
but I thought I was getting it free, but luckily I had $20 in the car.
But you know what's great?
What?
That you said exactly what I wanted you to say. I missed that part. I compliment you all the time. I say nice things.
Don't
but you miss
thing.
It. You miss those parts because you're in another world and I'm worried about you. You're always off daydreaming or playing Candy Crush. Or
oh my God, I am not.
Yes.
Are
you crazy?
I write from the minute I wake up in the
Stop
morning.
Stop in the car. Rain is talking to you in the car, asking you stuff, and you're just playing Candy Crush. And I almost got mad the other day. I'm going, she's talking to you, but you're so involved in that game. It's a game.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, for real. No,
I might start crying. I really might start crying.
Why are you going to cry?
Oh, my God.
Because that game's taken over your life?
No, because I have a few minutes out of my day to, like,
well, don't go
chill
on, like,
out.
Start crying. That's
well,
no.
Because it speaks to a larger problem of you. Like, I can't believe you just said that to me.
Why?
Because
I know you're very busy.
And I'm with Raina 24 hours a day.
I know you're with... I wasn't saying you're a bad mom at anything. I'm saying you daydream and you don't hear the compliments. See how you twist everything?
No, I didn't twist it. You said, I almost yelled at you the other day because you're lost in your own world. Your daughter's asking you questions. You're not answering them.
Well, in the car the other night, she was asking you.
I told you before we got in the car, I couldn't... I was like... I needed a break from, little miss. I mean, she doesn't go to school or anything. It's literally me and her, me and her, me and her, me and her.
She talks a lot.
And she talks, yeah. It takes a lot of energy to just, which I feel like I'm good at most of the time, you know? I play with her a lot. I like,
oh,
you know.
Oh, you made those paper monsters the other night.
Yeah, that's just...
You made paper monsters. That was.
I like though that that's like, just. I mean, whatever.
What?
It's. I don't. I can't see this
that's
is the thing.
Of
like
the
I know, but I feel like now I feel like I'm in a position to like, tell everything that I do all the time, which
well,
is
you know you
disgusting
do.
For somebody listening to have to hear. But I feel on the like you put me on the defensive
I'm not
now.
I'm trying to get to the point where I compliment you all the time. You just don't hear it. Maybe because you're too busy.
Well,
let's
be clear on one thing. There's been no compliments thus far in the podcast. Is that fair? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, this isn't the compliment podcast. I mean,
I know, but I don't understand why if I ask you to like go, if I go, no, do you muscle, and you give me an entire, you know, well, either have it or you don't. You don't look like you might have you either have a muscle, you don't. I mean, who would want to hear a lengthy
but who
diatribe
this?
About whether, you know, it's almost like a philosophical discussion. If a tree falls in the forest, if a muscle's not flexed, is it really there?
No, it's like
it's ridiculous.
Saying,
it when like really, you know, 100% that I just want you to go, yeah, it looks good.
Oh, that's I thought you were just saying that's like saying this. What are those?
And then
called?
It went into like
does
you don't hear
China,
or whatever you don't want to hear.
Does that China cabinet look like a muscle? No. Okay. The other 2 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, you made what do you call it? Juice from the juicer.
You didn't know you couldn't come up with the word juice.
No, I was making.
What do you call it?
You were making. See.
Well,
make,
I'm just saying, like, it's hard to be nice to you after, you know, you're basically calling me out for being a, like, you know.
How do you twist things?
I didn't twist it. I took exactly your words.
But you did, a few minutes ago, you made juice.
I made Raina apple plum juice, and I made you and I vegetable
juice. And you made juice and go, oh.
From the juicer.
And you go, it's not good. And I go, it's great. It's great. So I was,
oh, my God.
What?
Well, I'll live on that for an entire week. Thank you. You know, when what? I'm feeling down, I'm gonna reflect back on, well, there was that one time at your eulogy. A lot of people didn't know how kind Richard was. One time I made a juice, and I didn't think it was very good. And he said, no, it is good. Yeah. And there's a side of rich people did not know. He would often tell you a juice was good when you didn't think it was. What a wonderful boost when you're feeling down about your juice.
See what I mean? But those are the compliments.
I know, but like...
But those are the things, because you think everything you do is bad or wrong, and I always say, no, it's great. All those little things.
I don't think everything I do is bad or
wrong. A lot of things you do. You like walk around and go, oh, I'm disgusting and this and that.
Well, okay. I mean, I have a healthy amount of self-hatred.
And I have to deal with that on a daily basis, and I have... And I help you with it, and you don't see it. Like the other day, you go, "Is my hair all gray?" And I go, "No."
Why would you know you're bringing that up
what?
To be a bastard.
No,
you,
I'm not.
Yes, you are. Why would I dye my hair and then want everyone to know I have gray hair?
Who said you dyed your hair? I never saw you.
Who said? Do you not see that?
Are you crazy? I never seen you dye your hair.
Let me just say this. I go to great lengths to make sure no one knows I have gray hair.
You don't have gray hair.
And here on the podcast, you basically just told everyone I have gray hair.
No, you don't have. That's what you say. You're delusional.
Do you understand, though? You really don't understand what you just did?
No, you're delusional. You'll go, is my hair gray? And there's no gray in it whatsoever. Like, if you see three...
I have tons of gray hair. I might be fully gray.
You're not even...
My natural color... Like, if I had to go to prison, it would be a fucking horror show.
What?
I would have hair coming out of everywhere and gray hair.
No, you don't have. God. You get like two gray hairs and you go, I got gray hair everywhere. I get a little on my sides, but it makes me look distinguished. That's, you know.
Well, I don't, you know, women don't generally want to go with that handsome, distinguished look.
Yes, you want a little gray. Go ahead, slurp it. You want to look a little gray because you're very liberal and ladies. Liberal
Should I
lady.
Get a like a, one of those blunt cuts, you know, to the shoulder, fully gray?
You know, just like every like liberal.
You know, liberal people don't think I'm liberal. Only you do.
Really? What liberal people don't? Because you did some
because
positive
when I'm around
tweets
people
about
who
Anthony.
Are liberals, I argue with them. Like I just like to take the opposite side.
And you do that with me when it comes to compliments. You take the opposite side. You don't see the compliments. You don't enjoy them. You don't take them in. Take them in. Take them in. Enjoy them. Let them resonate.
Okay? I will. I guarantee you, from now on, I will let them resonate.
Yes. Let them resonate in you.
You must know that's wrong, right?
No.
Do you not know? You really don't?
Let them resonate.
Okay.
So... Couple things. Tuesday, I went in and did Opie and Jim, which doesn't flow. I don't like that name. It doesn't flow.
Owen J.
Owen J.
Yeah.
It doesn't flow. I think they should just call it Opie and Him. So Jim, Opie and Him.
So
anyhow.
What's the deal? That's the like, Jim's the, Jim finally got a letter. On the show. After all this time, Jimmy finally got one of his initials in the title of the radio show. All it took was a fucking huge debacle, debacle for little Jimmy to get his J on the show. How long has he been on the show?
I don't know.
And honestly, like... It's kind of funny, like, from where his position, he would be like, well, obviously it's going to be, Opie and Jimmy now. That's the show. But there was probably meetings about it, like, oh, should we or shouldn't we? Like, he's been sitting there forever, and people are like, who should we get as the other chair? excuse me. Hello. I've been here.
Well, that's how it was when I was working on that movie with Chris. Chris is going, what comic should we get for this one scene? Hello? Hello? But anyhow,
oh,
so...
Susie Essman told me a very funny story once about...
Talk up.
Oh, what's the guy's name from Caroline's, the book's Caroline's? Lou?
Lou Ferranda.
Yeah, that he went into the green room and I can't remember the comic that was sitting in there and he was like, oh my God, we need a replacement comic. We need somebody. Oh my God, we're so desperate. We need somebody. And the guy was like, hello. And he was like, yeah. Does anybody know anybody? Does anybody live nearby?
Who was the comic?
I can't remember.
It was somebody we know.
Yeah, I mean, but it was
so okay.
Fun.
So here's a couple things. Monday, ONA was on, and they had Ron Bennington.
ONJ.
They had Ron Bennington as a guest. I didn't get to listen to it.
A is doing it from the compound.
I didn't listen to it.
Is that what his show is going to be called? A from the compound?
I don't know.
He should, because then A sounds cool, like in a lot of different ways. It could be like asshole.
Can I tell my story?
Anthony.
So the first day they were on.
Ron- A from the compound! Ooh, ooh, ooh!
Ron Bennington went in. So Tuesday was Bobby and I going in.
Bobby
Fischer.
Bobby Fischer. Is he still alive?
I don't think so. I don't know.
It's a great documentary about him.
Oh. So I got there before Bobby, and I just walked in because I said, I'm going to be the first comic in on the new show.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going in after Bobby or after anybody else.
No way, man.
Okay. I've been with them the longest. I'm going to be the first
comic
in.
Besides Jay.
I've been with Opie and Anthony before.
I wonder if O&R ever got bantied about.
Well, I was with Opie and Anthony before Norton came along. I did, you know, Opie and Anthony. Anyhow.
Didn't you introduce Jay to O?
No. No, I diced it. I introduced Patrice to Opie and Anthony. I brought Patrice in.
Okay.
And then the second I walked him in, he smashed me like I was walking him in like it was Goodfellas, you know? Right from the beginning.
I've never heard it called Goodfellas like that before.
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Goodfellas. So we're in studio. And Ricky Gervais is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all I can remember... All I know about Ricky Gervais is obviously his movies, his TV shows, and that rant that Jay Moore had when he called it.
Oh, very funny.
Very funny. And Bonnie's walking away in the middle of my story.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It's a great story. I'm going to act like I haven't heard it 20 times.
No, I'm going to give my point of view.
Okay.
So when Jay Moore was in studio with Ricky Gervais and Louis C.K., he said that they dismissed him, and he called in. It's extremely one of the funniest things you'll ever hear. Just Google Jay Moore, Opie and Anthony, Ricky Gervais. So they say Ricky Gervais is coming in, and already in my mind, I have a negative thing going, oh, this guy's going to be an ass, the way Jay talked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he couldn't have been any nicer and funnier and just a guy to hang out with. It was so much fun. And I'm not saying what Jay Moore, how it came with him is wrong, because I wasn't there that day. And maybe when Ricky was with Louie, they did dismiss him.
Maybe Louie is an asshole. He's the ringleader.
Louie's not going to be a ringleader over Ricky Gervais.
Well.
Okay. He's not ringleader.
I'm just, you know, I don't know.
Well, Jay Moore, when he called in, trashed all of them. That's what I love about Jay. He has no filter. He doesn't care. So already in my mind, I'm negative thinking, oh, this guy's going to be, you know, arrogant.
Right.
And
then
and
he
ass.
Was nice.
He was the nicest. It was fun. It was just like hanging with a regular, like a comic or whatever. The best part about, one of the best part, two best parts of the show. One, I did one line that he laughed hysterically. And two, he didn't know Colin Quinn's real name. Or he goes, who's that Quinn guy or Quinn something? When he was referencing. And the fact that he didn't know Colin.
Made you happy?
Made me ecstatic. I called Colin after the show.
Oh, my God.
And I go, you know, there's a lot of things in life that made me make me happy. You know, my kids graduating college, this and that, and the fact that he didn't know your name.
You said this and that. You didn't even.
Well, I gave a couple.
You didn't even
examples.
Write the other examples.
I gave a couple. I didn't write them. I called them. I didn't mail them. I called them.
I know, but I'm saying in your head. I'm sure. I know you thought of this beforehand. What you were going
to
say before.
To
you
who,
dialing.
Colin?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I ad libbed it. I didn't think of it. I just called and I started talking. That's how me and Colin converse.
That's how you guys do it.
That's how we converse. And then he said, I was just going to call you to say how well you did on the show. So he kind of made me feel horrible.
Ugh. You guys are such... I wish we could still use those derogatory words about gay people because I would use it right now.
What
about you and Colin?
What's her name? Go ahead. You can use. I'll give you permission.
No, you're not allowed anymore.
You're allowed. It's your house. You're in the privacy of your own home.
Not in a privacy situation.
Yes, you're in your own home. So we did the show Tuesday. It went well. Bobby Kelly can't get any funnier than Bobby Kelly. Ricky Gervais, great.
Wait, I thought you said you couldn't get any funnier than Ricky Gervais. Oh, you said couldn't get any nicer.
He couldn't get nicer than Ricky Gervais.
Couldn't get funnier than Bobby Kelly.
Yeah,
just all straight.
I'm just saying. All right, Pete Rose came in.
Pete Rose,
Hall of Famer.
Couldn't get any more.
Not a Hall of Famer. Should be a Hall of Famer.
Should he?
Yeah, she has the most hits in baseball. The most. Okay. And I lost my train of thought.
Pete Rose couldn't be any more.
He was fun.
Couldn't be any more fun.
More honest. More of a just dude hanging out on a day where
couldn't be
it was
any
depressing.
More of a dude hanging out.
Yeah.
Great.
So everybody killed. It was a killer day. Then I came home.
How did Jay do in his new role?
Jimmy's never failed. He never fails in the show. Have you ever seen him fail? He doesn't fail. He has a couple flops, but he 9 out of 10, he's a killer. He's a killer. That's what he is. Killer instinct. Now, Opie, everybody was on fire. Opie laughed when he was supposed to.
Oh, brother.
No, he was just, Opie, you know what I like? When I was trash and when I said things to Pete Rose, Opie made a face like, oh my God, what the fuck? Because they look, you know, like he's a legend in baseball.
But it's also his show. He doesn't want to, like, somebody come on his show and then be like.
But he was laughing.
But he, right. I mean, but
yeah.
You can see if it was a different situation why Opie wouldn't want his other guests trashing somebody who wasn't a comedian. Although I did think this when I watched some of the tape, like, it was very funny. All you guys. And I was thinking, like, would there ever be a situation?
Well, that's what I was going to bring up.
Where there was 5 women, one of which was a, celebrity.
Tennis player or something.
A sports star, where that would kind of energy would happen.
And 5 women being that funny?
I think it would be a lot more polite. That might be one of the issues.
There isn't. I can't tell. You can't get. And this is an anti-female.
Okay, well, anytime anybody says that, it usually is. So let's hear what you got to say.
You could pick the 5 funniest females. And there's funny females. There is.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible for those 5 to be that funny.
No, you could.
No,
I just thought of it.
They're not mean enough.
Yes.
They're not mean enough.
Well, first of all, mean doesn't necessarily equal funny, but there are women who could do. I just thought of it. I just thought of the group. If it was me, Marina, Amy Schumer.
No, Marina doesn't trash people.
She's fun.
She can take it, but she doesn't dish it out. She's not a mean, like, she's not.
Well,
that
she's
kind
not
of
like person. a crowd work comic. That's
yeah,
going down.
So you're just saying your friends. I'm not saying she's not funny, but she's
you
not
didn't
that
even
style.
Let me finish.
Well, I'm dropping some out as you go along. So start again. You, who else?
Chelsea Peretti.
Yeah, but go ahead. Yeah, funny. Very funny. Amy Schumer, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, funny. Very funny. That's 3. Paula
Tammy
Bell.
Tammy Pascatelli. Paula Bell.
Okay. Now, all funny. Everyone you said was funny. Do you think it would be like as powerful and as energetic and as ruthless?
Martini. Martini could. Martini could.
Martini does it behind. She's good behind people's backs.
No. I mean, she's charming, so she can get away with a lot.
All right.
It doesn't seem like she's trashy.
You've named all funny people. But with that chemistry and that work, which is 5, like, Bobby and I have done radio a million times. We've never done it with Ricky Gervais. We've never done it with Pete Rose. So, to get that energy flowing and that... I can't.
Well, I mean,
you know, Lynn too. Lynn Coppledge.
Lynn Coppledge. Come on.
What?
You got to be so careful around her. You say the one wrong thing, and Jesus, anybody who cries in public, it's like
she's never cried in public.
You don't invite him to the party.
She's never cried.
Lynn Coppledge. Yes, she has.
No, she hasn't. In public?
Are you kidding me right now?
Are you kidding me? Where have you seen? First of all, I like Lynn. Okay, she's kind of like crazy, and I like that. Like she,
I don't. I didn't say I don't like her. I'm saying that she's a person that I wouldn't.
Oh, she's,
I'm careful to her face when we're talking. Like I got to feel out what mood she's in, how it's gonna land.
Well, that's anybody. You
no,
feel.
I mean,
you know, I've seen
no. Really, you got to feel Keith out.
I know. I'm talking females, not males. Males, you can just do whatever you want because, you know, we're just different.
We
don't cry in public.
We've got testosterone.
Well, I don't think Lynn cries in public. On the other hand, jeez. So moving on, we went to visit Artie yesterday, and he...
he's great.
He's great. One, we just found out
he's got a very broken leg. Shattered. So he's got some
titanium in it.
Yeah, so he's got to be very careful until it heals. So he's fairly immobile in that sense.
Yeah, and the leg, you know, will take rehab.
But he was laughing, making jokes, talking about everybody and everything.
Yeah, it was great because we just found out we could visit him the day before. You know, I think people visit him for like a week now or so, and we found out
he doesn't remember the accident.
We found out Tuesday that we could visit him, so we went Wednesday.
There is an Artie Fuquhar. Is that how you say his last name?
Fuquhar.
GoFundMe thing to help pay for some of his medical bills. Anyone wants to do that?
I think those medical bills are going to be taken care of, I have a feeling.
Oh, by Walmart.
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. But if I were to get hit by a truck, I would rather be Walmart truck than Frank's produce truck.
Yeah.
So he was up, sitting up. There were other people in the room visiting. And
He had no tubes, no nothing. Dressed. He was like sitting.
Well, he had a bandage on his neck.
He had a bandage on his neck from a tracheotomy or whatever.
No, he didn't have that.
That's what he said. He had probably when he was like, he was unconscious or whatever for 2 weeks. Didn't they say that? 10 days?
Yeah. So what is that? Oh, they put a tube in your throat?
I guess so.
Oh, but that'll heal up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. He's not going to have one of those.
He said it was already healed.
Oh, he's not going to have one of those handkerchiefs.
No.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
You're not a medical person.
I was talking to him. We were both sitting there asking him questions.
No, well, then you asked him that when I went to the bathroom because I didn't hear the bandage thing.
Maybe.
And he was up. He was laughing and joking. And so it felt good to, you know, Tracy's already out, but no one was really visiting Tracy, he said, when he was there. Was allowed to, really.
Yeah, because it was very tight security.
So, you know, it's good news. It's good news. Our friend is...
On his way back.
Energetic. Funny, you know.
Stopped at the...
At Menlo Park Mall on the way home.
No, I was going to say the gift store in the hospital and got flowers.
Daddy didn't even notice you brought in.
I know.
Bonnie, last minute gift, Bonnie stopped to
well,
get
why
flowers.
Didn't you get him something earlier in the day?
I didn't know what to get him. What am I going to bring him? I was going to bring him my new CD, but,
oh,
you know.
Brother.
Why? They brought him stuff. Ben and all them brought him CDs and DVDs and stuff. So Keith, Bobby, and Norton went to visit him, and they didn't even call me. I didn't even know. The day they were going to visit him. Like, what kind of fucking creeps are they? I should get Keith on the phone.
Yeah, get him on.
No, because it's always staticky.
And he's hard to hear. Because it's too baritone or something. Yesterday we did that thing for
Penthouse Forum. This is really sounding like a radio show right now. We're sounding like we're...
Why?
Well, we're going back and forth with topics, and we didn't even plan anything. We didn't plan.
We didn't even talk about our vacation yet.
Oh, our vacation. Let's talk about that now. Or the Twitter thing. Talk about the... God, that was... This is the worst podcast. I never tweeted so fast in my life as I did yesterday. All those questions coming in.
Come clean.
What do you mean, come clean?
Come clean.
I come clean. Barely.
Rich was golfing yesterday. But we'd, like, the guy who did the Penthouse article, we're in Penthouse.
Forum
this month. Why? What's the difference? There's two different penthouses?
Well, yeah, it's a big one, Penthouse, and Forum is the TV Guide Penthouse.
Oh, I didn't really realize that.
You saw the Penthouse.
I know, but I just thought that's the way Penthouse did it now. I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't think there were... No, just a big Penthouse, which who even knows is still on the stand.
Who's buying Penthouse Forum?
I don't know. It's
well, we have it like 7
Lindsay
page.
Was trying to buy it with her two kids. Well,
still. Don't tell people that.
Well, I brought her a copy.
So yeah. So go buy an August issue. Rich and I are in an interview.
7 pages.
And then to promote it, we agreed like 5 weeks ago.
You agreed to
do this, but I gave you the date. But I understand that you forgot. I have kind of forgot to do this like Twitter thing yesterday at 3 for an hour. And Rich had you take it from here. What? Didn't you go golfing somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I was invited to Trump Bedminster, which is one of the top courses in the country. It's a beautiful, it's insane how nice this place is. It's crazy how nice it is. Just everything.
Couldn't ask for a nicer course?
It's insane how bad I played on the nicest course. Last week I played great when we were on vacation. Tuesday, I shot a
79
on a muni course. That's municipal, easy course, no trouble at this course. But I still, and I couldn't hit the goddamn driver yesterday. The fucking one club just fucks up your whole round. I had like 3 or 4 triple bogeys. I shot a 98. Okay.
Golf this, talk with Richard Voss.
This, but the course is. I had birdie though. I birdied the 16th hole. I think it's the 16th or 7th. Yeah, the 16th hole right by the clubhouse, by the restaurant. It goes over water. Like, that's where everybody... And I almost got a hole-in-one on that, which...
Do you... Like, maybe I'm wrong, but do you think people care about this?
You just said, take it from here.
No, I didn't mean go over your golf game. I meant, like, tell... But, like, you went to... I didn't want to say the wrong course.
Well, I'm telling them how nice the course is and how it went. I'm not going to say, I went to Trump.
You're
Trump
going through hole by hole how you did.
No, I just said my score was horrible, but it was nice. I played with this doctor and the head of a hospital. And
let's pretend this isn't you. Let's just do this little tiny exercise. Let's pretend this isn't you talking. You're listening to a podcast, okay? Uh-huh. And someone's doing this. Talk about the golf thing. Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, especially
about the doctors and stuff too. Also,
well, maybe not. I'm just saying, I play with a nice guy who's a doctor, and you know, I took pictures with people around the place, around the on the grounds. You know, people were like, oh, can we take a picture
with
you?
Would this be interesting to you? This part here? I'm just curious because maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
I'm just telling you, leading up to story, just you know,
you want people to know that you were recognized on the.
Yeah, I took like three pictures with people.
Oh my God, you just lied and said four, and then
it was three.
Your conscience got the best of you.
No, I don't lie. I'm going to tell the truth. I took three.
Well, you wanted to lie, though, because that's why you said four. You go, I took a bunch of pictures, four, three. Oof, one.
It was three, and there was other ones.
But two of them were the same person, right?
What's that? No.
Same group?
No.
Three separate groups of people.
One guy having lunch goes, hey. You know.
Did he? How did he do it?
He went, hey. Then the two guys I played with, I took separate pictures with them.
Oh, Jesus.
What? Well, they go, can we have a picture with you?
I'm embarrassed for you that I actually dug a little deeper. Sorry. So but you did get recognized last night.
Where?
At the when we went to the Stress Factory.
It's a comedy club. I should hope I get recognized in a comedy club.
But didn't you? Raina told me, came back to the green room and told me a story. First of all, why did you take her out to watch my set?
No, we walked out towards the end so I can get a coffee.
She said she watched my whole set.
She, really, you're going to believe her or me?
She goes, I heard what you said about me.
What did you say about her?
I don't know.
First of all, I brought her out towards the end so I could get a cup of coffee. And she didn't watch your whole set. And she doesn't even pay attention half the time.
She pays attention.
So, some weird Chinese kid, that kid?
Yeah. She said some guy walked up to you and was like...
walking all weird and hesitant. He was very hesitant.
Yeah, she did an impression of his walk, and then she said that he said, you're the first comedian I've ever seen. And then you said, well, what do you think, I'm going to slap you or something?
Yeah, no, that's what she walking. Said.
That's what happened. I was like,
hey, Raina.
No, stop. Just leave it.
I want to give her a minute.
It always takes fucking 4 hours for this to go down. Then I have to go up and then move to bribe her and then she comes down. It's like, can you just do the podcast without like, oh, this was a cute story. Let me redo it right now for the people at home.
People love her.
Well, do another fucking podcast with her then.
Oh, yeah. Me and Raina?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, are you getting jealous of your kid?
I'm not jealous. I just know what's going to happen.
You raise your voice. Can't you ever disagree?
You're just driving me nuts, though. Okay, fine. Have the shittiest podcast on the planet. Go ahead. Start. Go. Get her. Get her down here. Let's waste time.
The shittiest podcast on the planet?
Oh, it's not the best podcast on the planet, is it?
It's pretty good podcast.
Okay.
You even said in the car we have a pretty good podcast. Don't you remember today?
No.
Yes.
No.
You did. You're lying. You did too. That's why you know Bonnie's lying when she starts laughing. She goes,
no.
So finish your Twitter story.
No, go get her.
I don't want to get her.
Get her.
I don't want to get her. Finish your Twitter story.
Did you recreate that story for mommy? Tell the people the story about the guy. No. Tell the people the story. No.
Go ahead. Finish
I'll
your
story. I'll buy a stuffed animal. No. Get you some ice cream now.
All right. What?
So you're saying we got to get her three things now for her to talk? Stuffed animal ice cream won't get her to talk. She'll come down and talk without anything if I ask her.
Okay.
Well, finish the Twitter story first.
No,
it's a good story.
Are you done? Are you done with the? You didn't want to talk about the greens or anything. They like glass.
No, because there was so much rain the day before, and it was car path only.
Jeez.
It was car path only, so we had to walk the course.
OMG.
18 holes. Tomorrow, I'm going to play tomorrow morning.
It was actually almost a sport yesterday. How about that?
When you walk 18 holes, that's like 6 miles.
Big deal.
When's the last time you walked 6 miles?
I probably did it today.
How would you walk 6 miles?
Because I had to do jogging at the thing.
It's not 6 miles. You know how far 6 miles is?
Yeah, I do.
From Plainfield to Westfield.
Oh, that puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
So, finish your Twitter story.
So Rich was off at the fucking Trump Towers golf course.
It's not called Trump Towers golf course. It's called Trump Bedminster.
Trump Bedminster.
They're having the ladies, women's open there and the PGA there. Got to admit, Donald Trump knows how to fucking make a golf course. Go ahead.
So we had promised the guy from Penthouse Forum, Eric, that we would do this thing. He was very excited about it.
Twitter what? What's it called?
It's an hour of Twitter. You know, you take questions. I had to be Rich. I couldn't tell the guy at that point that Rich was a fucking asshole. Because also, I think he was like more excited about you doing it than me. You know, I mean, who's going to show up just ask me questions? I'm sure it was like, so anyway, I had to have I tried to do them both on my computer, but it kept switching because I had to open up in TweetDeck. So I'd have them both side by side, you know, keep switching back and forth. But then it kept switching to one. Both of them would be like, it was too complicated. I can't explain it. So to get your computer and swivel back and forth from computer to computer, answering fucking questions.
How many do you think you answered?
I have no idea, but I had to pretend to be you. I was like, you're blocked. you're blocked. To be, I didn't block anybody. I think I blocked one person before it started.
Why? Is this something dirty?
Yeah, something gross. I don't remember, but everyone else was just joking.
What about the person at one time?
And then I was like, at one point I was tired of being you, so I pretended you had to go to the bathroom so I could take a break.
What about the one time someone tweeted you and you answered them back? What did they tweet you and you answered them back and they go, how bored are you?
Oh, that wasn't yesterday.
I know, but I said that time, that person.
Oh, it's one time somebody goes, hey, DM me. I got to tell you something important. So I followed them and then DM'd them and they were like, well, you really are a bored housewife, aren't you? Fucking asshole.
Raina. We're ending the podcast in about
really, you got
minutes.
Nothing to say about the tweeting? You didn't look at it and say, oh, it did sound like
yesterday.
Me or it did sound like me? I know you did say it yesterday, but we didn't have microphones in front of us yesterday.
Well, there were so many tweets, I didn't know when it started or ended.
You don't understand it at all, do you?
I do. I saw the questions, but I didn't really see the answers. I don't know. I wasn't, like, I saw so much stuff. I'm going, holy shit, how did she do all that? And then we had to leave. We left before I could really do research.
I wrote that my mom and dad didn't like you. And then I wrote that you said, well, they like me. What? Don't they? I was like, it was hard to like be you and then be me.
You were playing a couple of characters.
And then the guy goes, it was like catfishing. Yeah. And then the guy goes, oh, Rich was pretty funny today.
You were like the fucking John Leguizamo of Twitter.
I know.
You were playing all those characters.
I'm going to start doing my one-man show on Twitter. That's what,
we went to Charlotte last week for a vacation, golf, and stayed in a beautiful
resort. How
much
more time do we have, just so I know?
We'll do it like, I don't know, 5 more minutes. We're at 40 minutes.
Woo!
It's hard to follow. Last week's podcast was so good.
I don't understand why it was good.
Because you're crazy. Like, you came out yelling and being mean. And people like that.
Well, like, obviously, I'm not mean all the time. Once in a while, it happens. I'm not normally around the house. I'm sweet and...
What house? This house?
Yeah.
We're going to go play tennis. And when we play tennis, when Bonnie wins, she goes, yeah. She goes, yeah.
I never win. So
it's like fucking, like, it's like McEnroe.
I don't get how you win. I know I'm better than you. I'm better than you. I'm in better shape than you.
How are you?
No, you can barely run to get something. Like, I don't get how you win. I just don't get it. Honestly, in my head, I'm always like, is it magic? What is it?
What do you mean? First of all, you're not better than me in tennis. How are you better? Like,
I'm not better because I don't win, but I'm just saying, like...
You might be able to run better than me, you know, longer, but you're not in better shape. That doesn't make you... You have better lungs and stamina, okay?
Yeah, I mean...
But I'm quicker. I'm quicker, so I get to the
how
ball.
How can you be quicker? That's
if we had a 100-yard dash, I would leave you in the dust. I'm quick.
No.
Are you fucking...
We will do a run after this. We will.
You're
do
not
run
even run. Close to me. You know how quick... I was like super
yeah, but you're
quick.
87 years old. I
but
think
I'm
I can
still
take
quick.
You.
I'm fucking quick.
Can we have a race after this?
Yeah, but I don't want to do it on the blacktop in case I fall. I don't want to fall on the blacktop.
Well, where are we going to run on the grass?
We got to find a place that you can't
how
get
are you
hurt.
Fall? Like, who says that? Who's like scared
momentum,
to run that they're going to fall?
Because my momentum, I might might make me
just
tumble.
Slow down. So we go an extra 100 yards. Big deal.
No, because me and my friend Brian.
I won't go one step farther.
Me and my friend Brian were racing in the street when we were young. You know, I was leading and I was going to win and he tripped me as I'm running as fast as I can. It stuck with me forever.
What if our neighbors look out and they see us racing?
I say, we'll race.
And then exchange money.
Well, when we go to a track, we'll race, like by a field. Like whatever track.
Oh yeah, that's right. We're at tracks all the time.
We'll go, you know where we could race?
Where we play tennis at that other park has a track.
Where?
It's like you have to walk down a path and then there's a track.
Boy, you know where they're riveting. Like, that's, boy, the people. Now think, put yourself. Say you were listening to
agree.
A podcast.
I totally agree. But I was actually really answering you. So I'm sorry. I agree. You're right on that. That was not interesting. None of this is fucking interesting. It's like people are just listening. Like, remember, like in the old days, people would have phone conversations with people. And now it's like nobody talks on the phone anymore. They just
text.
Nobody, I guess this is like this is replacing.
No one calls me
the
back.
Phone call.
No one calls me back.
No one wants to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. I mean,
tell the people about Charlotte. How much fun you had.
Oh, the fun I had in folks, gather round your radios. Well, I'm going to tell you a tale. Woo! Well, the first night we tried to leave, we couldn't get a flight out.
It was canceled.
Oh, we tried. We went from different airline to different airline, but none of them was letting us on, even though we'd given our luggage to one of them, and we had to get it back. Well, in the end, we decided we would drive to Charlotte. But first, Rich called his rich friend, who then got us first class tickets for the very next morning. Did we drive back home the 40 minutes? No. We got bed bugs in the local airport hotel.
We went to the Wyndham.
The Wyndham. What a lovely place to start our vacation.
The Wyndham in Newark.
If you haven't stayed at the Newark Wyndham, by all means, book your hotel now. It is wonderful.
How was your
resort? So we did have a first class flight, which was nice. Your friend is rich. Your friend paid for everything. It's weird.
You use
like
miles.
Do you
for the flight?
Do you
no.
His pee pee?
Do I blow him?
Yeah, come no. on. Some he let you. I know what it is because I. This is something I've been thinking about, you know, with drug addicts and stuff. Like, if men weren't as disgusting as they are, like, I think more guys would go into rehab earlier. You know why? Because a lot of drug addicts, a fucking guy will pay someone else to let them suck his cock.
Wait, start
understand?
Again.
So, like a hooker would never, like, a girl would never be like, can I pay you to suck your cock? But a guy will. A guy will pay you to suck your cock.
Where the fuck is he?
I mean, they're around. They're out there.
I've never met one.
That's how a lot of these heroin addicts
you
and
saw
stuff,
that one documentary.
I don't care. They actually showed it, too.
You saw
on
one
there.
Documentary. God,
the straight guys are getting their cock sucked by, you know,
straight drug addicts?
Are getting their cock sucked for money by dudes. Okay? So, that's, you know what? Right there, that's the difference between men and women. Women will never pay to suck your cock. They just won't.
Well,
it
don't.
Willn't,
my friend, he's just a friend.
It willn't happen.
He's just a friend who has more money than me.
Who sucks your cock.
What, you're really going to say that about him? What if he listens? He's been so nice to you. And you're going to say that? I apologize.
I'm asking.
You know he doesn't. You met his girl.
I don't know that.
No
he's,
one.
Look, he smells great. He's a good-looking guy. He's very trim. Of course he is.
Do you mean he's good-looking?
He's very handsome. He looks a lot younger than he actually is.
He's handsome?
Yes. Like, that's why I think he might be a little on the... Mm-mm.
No, not at all.
Most men that age, they don't. Don't keep up. They don't keep it up.
I'm older
he
than he is.
I know. That's look at you. Look at what you're wearing. Look at yourself right now.
What?
This is the only reason I don't think you're gay. By the way, look at yourself.
I'm wearing sweatpants.
You started wearing sweatpants all the time.
No, I'm wearing sweatpants and a cutoff shirt because I went to the gym.
You wear cutoff shirts all the time.
No, I don't. I don't wear them on stage. I don't wear them.
But
out
you
at
did
night.
Say the other day, I wish I could wear this on stage.
You're right because it's comfortable. Why fucking go through everything?
Oh, my God.
It's less to iron.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to iron sleeves.
There we go.
Here we go what?
Just down the path. Why don't you just move to the Midwest?
I would love to move down south.
Yeah, well, then this is...
North Carolina by my friend Roy.
What, Roy's not going to be friends with you if he sees you like this.
What, dressed in sweatpants? And
yes, no.
You wouldn't be friends with me?
No, no. You got to, come on, you got to take a little pride in your appearance.
I always want to go out, look well. What?
But not around here.
I mean, around here. I went to the gym. What should I put on, a tie?
We went
suit?
To the park first.
It's 2,000 degrees out.
We played mini golf.
It's 2,000 degrees.
So you still can put on a nice pair of shorts. You can, in North Carolina. It's a beautiful pool. It's a beautiful resort. And you came in and then went to jump in the pool with a pair of regular shorts and a belt.
I don't want the shorts to fall. I took the belt off.
Well, I, for one, was appalled by your behavior.
I can't find my bathing suit. Look who's here. Hey, did some crazy guy at the Stress Factory, remember when he came? What did he do?
He was walking weird, like.
Like real weird, right?
Yeah, he was like walking super slowly forward, like.
Is that what he did? And what did he say? Like, did he talk like,
Kind of.
Like, what did he say?
What did Daddy say to him?
Wait, he said I was the first comic he ever saw or something?
Yeah.
What did he say? How did it go?
He said what you just said.
What?
It was, you were the first comic who I ever saw, blah, blah.
And then what did I say?
You said, I forget what you said, but, no, that was another time, dummy.
What? Don't call mommy a dummy. She's stupid, not dumb.
You're right. But that was when, and then, but before that, Daddy said, why are you walking like that? And then he said, I'm nervous. And then Daddy said, what, am I going to smack you?
What, did you have fun in North Carolina?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And we went out to dinner, and the guy made you the balloon. What did he make you, a balloon?
Ariel,
right? And we had went out for dinner. You went to the pool?
Yes.
And
what was your favorite part of the vacation?
Pool.
Was it a big pool?
Which pool did you like? This is the worst. You could go away.
Thank you.
Go away?
Come here. You're asking your questions like, yes, no, yes, no.
Randy,
like,
come give me a kiss. Don't take those.
I got to go,
there.
Everybody. Thank you so much.
Wait, hold on. Let's plug.
For, I don't know what.
Can I have, like, boozies?
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat them all. I'm just taking a box up because I...
You don't know how to put them in a bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you brought up wheat. Thank you for the kiss. You brought up Wheat Thins the other night. Wheat Thins, and they were falling all over your floor. I had to clean up and bring the box back down.
Huh?
Your room's a mess. Why don't you go clean your room?
She did clean half of it.
Oh, you did? All right, scram. Nobody likes you.
Okay, but what do you mean Wheat Thins?
Nobody likes you.
What do you mean?
Crackers. Crackers. I think that I had taken them up there, actually.
What?
It doesn't matter. It's not even important to me, let alone... anyone who's listening.
I do like you. Pick those two
right
up.
Bye.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got to do some plugs.
I'm going to be in Baltimore the last weekend of the month.
Of this month?
The Goobies. Yeah.
With me on my birthday.
Raina's coming with me.
Where am I that week? I'm at Governor's,
so,
I think.
Please come to McGoobies. Please come. Just somebody come. I can't, like...
She's going to McGoobies on my birthday.
Not McBoobies. It's McGoobies.
McGoobies.
Get out of here.
Who names a club McGoobies?
I know. It's embarrassing to like... my neighbors was like asking if I was around. I go, oh, that's the weekend I'm going to be in McGoobies. At McGoobies. And then she looked at me and I was like, nothing. Like,
yeah,
you can't say it.
But
like,
where does that name even mean?
But it's on my birthday.
Hey, okay.
Scram.
But the thing is that the club is very nice.
It's one of the best clubs in the country.
And I've had very good shows there, so maybe I'll have very good shows again.
Here's
and
what I like to say.
I just need people to come.
Next
I don't
week,
want to be embarrassed.
Next Saturday,
what?
We are at the Montreal Comedy Festival doing our live podcast, 4:30 at what hotel is it?
I don't know.
Go to
Just for Laughs website.
Bill Burr will be our marriage counselor.
He's going to take your side. This is the only time where somebody's going to take your
side. No.
Yes, it is. Because Bill and I have a weird relationship.
Bill, like, what are you talking about?
We always get into fights.
You've
always.
Never gotten a fight we with all, him once.
Yes, yes. We always have weird, like,
no.
verbal interactions. Yes, we do.
I don't see it. And folks, know what's sitting in my house right now? My fourth CD.
Oh, yeah. People were asking yesterday about it. And I was like, it's available on iTunes and my website. I had no idea. Like,
it's not yet really available.
I didn't know what to write. So I just figured it'll be available soon. So
I have 1,000 copies of Ridge Voss, 141 IQ. Do you like the cover?
I love it. I think it's first of all, it's a really good CD. I don't know how you did that on the fourth one. I thought the last one was the best you could do, but I think you outdid yourself.
This one's better. This is
it's very good. You're getting to be such a good joke writer. I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you. And you're cleaning the house. Is
I'm listening this time. I heard it. That was a real compliment. Thank you.
Want me to tell you how crazy
Bonnie
is?
It warmed my heart.
Want me to tell you how crazy Bonnie is real quick?
Okay.
Last night,
we were in
New Brunswick, and we went to Ma Moon's in New Brunswick, and I had lentil soup. I go, this is the best lentil soup I've ever had. And she got mad.
I didn't get mad. I was like joking because Raina had just said it, and then she goes, Raina goes, except for yours. So then you said it like a minute later, so I was like, jokingly, like,
anyhow, we're plugging.
I do make a pretty good lentil soup.
So also we might I'm not going to talk about that until it happens.
What?
The other radio thing.
I thought they tweeted it already or something.
Serious?
I don't know, somebody said something on my Twitter about it. Said,
no,
you're doing your live podcast on Tuesday.
Oh, are they already advertising? I think we're doing 2 hours of My Wife Hates Me at Sirius Tuesday, 7 p.m. next week, where we'll be taking phone calls and stuff. And maybe we'll get a guest in, too.
It says Just for Laughs, July 28th at 9:30. That can't be right.
No, we're the 26th at 4:30. Saturday at 4:30, Just for Laughs. Come see the live podcast with Bonnie, myself, Bill Burr. The live shows are always fun. And maybe there'll be another, you know, special guest come up. Who knows? The CD, I have them here. They will be up somewhere soon. And there you have it. Peace out. We're gone. Go to Amazon. Whatever you buy on Amazon, you know how to do it. / My Wife Hates Me, Amazon, all that bullshit.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.